going to stay talking about animals as well. And it appears the human ability to self-medicate, well, that's not unique to us. A researcher at the University of Oxford has been studying wild chimpanzees in Uganda, and the results seem to show that the chimps know exactly what healing plants to go and eat when they're unwell. Dr. Elodie Fryman, a postdoctoral affiliate at the School of Anthropology at the University of Oxford, conducted the research for her PhD, and she's on the line. That's certainly a bit of a eureka moment, wasn't it for you, Elodie Fryman?
It was, and thank you for having me. I've been looking into this for 4 years now, and so this is the culmination of a lot of work on studying chimpanzee self-medication, and we're really excited when we got our pharmacology results back. I had spent a lot of time in the field watching the chimps, watching them eat all these unusual plants when they were sick or injured, and when we got the pharmacology results back and we saw that we could actually point to specific medicinal properties of these plants, it was a big moment for us.
And do local healers in Uganda, do they copy the chimps? Do they use the plants that the chimps appear to understand can help them heal?
It's an incredible question. There's a lot of crossover. So we did our own interviews, not in this study, but separately as part of my PhD. I interviewed a bunch of traditional medicinal healers, and we saw that there was a lot of overlap. And also just across traditional medicine across the world, there is also a lot of, many of these plants are known to be used by people.
So it can open up more avenues for potential medical research for medicines for humans?
Absolutely. It's a really important first step. So there's so many trees in the forest, and there's so many, you know, plants that could be tested for their pharmacological properties, but we just don't have the time, we don't have the money, and we don't have the bandwidth. So by watching and learning from the animals who live in the forest and know the plants much better than we do, we're able to kind of target specific plants that we can then do more kind of honed research on.
For instance, of course, the famous one everyone knows is aspirin coming from the willow
right.
tree.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of how we can learn from animals who, again, know they live in the forest, they live in these habitats.
Okay.
They will have evolved mechanisms to cure themselves.
Final question, Elodie Fryman. Human beings are also known to take substances for fun, which is not a great thing to do, obviously. Any sign of the chimps doing that either?
Everyone asked me this question, not yet, but I wouldn't say we can rule it out, but we haven't found any particular instances we can point to.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for giving us the latest on that. Dr. Elodie Fryman from Oxford University, 6 minutes to 9.